John Becker with my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. We're looking at the challenge of the People's Republic of China, which is right now in trouble, deep trouble. The economy is very, very, very troubled. The real estate is a crater. The consumer is frightened, so therefore there's no consumer commitment at all to the future. The military, however, is extremely well armed and aggressive in the neighborhood. At the same time, we have the story of trade. What is to be done? As I understand it, the Biden administration continued many, if not all, of the trade limitations that the first Trump administration proposed and executed. That may be where we're going now. I mentioned this word tariffs. Immediately, people break out in hives when I raise the possibility of tariffs. Is that part of the thinking of the tools that must be used in order to back off China from its aggression, Peter?
It's certainly one of the tools that the China Economic and Strategy Initiative report contemplates. Of course, we have to be careful with tariffs. Tariffs have a very imperfect record. There is a conservative free market concern about tariffs, but it's worth recalling that even free market stalwarts like Milton Friedman recognize an exception to their opposition to tariffs, and that is when it comes to national security matters. For the defense of American national security, to protect industries that are crucial to American national security, to deal with adversaries abroad, they recognize that tariffs can be a legitimate tool. So I think it's fair to say that the tariffs are on the table, even though there remain powerful arguments against them.
I'm glad you mentioned Congress, because that's recommendation six, action six, build support in Congress. Now, the nominee, if I understand correctly, Marco Rubio, for the Secretary of State, is very well informed about hemispheric conditions, very well informed. It's his legacy to do something about the threat of Cuba and its partners from overseas. But I'm also told he's a China hawk. Is that accurate to your understanding?
That is accurate, and we should emphasize there's no contradiction, because as at Policy Planning, as we underscored in our report, the elements of the China challenge, it is one of the features of the China challenge that economic competition between China and the United States is playing out in every region of the world. So South America, which is very important to incoming Secretary of State Rubio, Cuba. These are players. These are areas in which China is competing for influence. And when it competes for influence, it seeks to induce independence from the states involved. So I think Secretary Rubio represents an excellent combination of hawkishness on China and deep interest in what's taking place in Cuba, Central America, and South America.
The report calls for an export control agency. To what end? What will that achieve?
Well, we have to be very careful where our exports are going, especially exports which involve very advanced technology, which could be immediately put to use by the Chinese Communist Party. Moreover, the United States needs to build coalitions abroad. This is part of relocating supply chains out of China. We have an interest in increasing our trade with friends and partners and countries that want to support the free world, and reducing our trade with China and adversaries that want to create a more authoritarian world.
Number seven, develop a communication strategy. It's a pet peeve of mine that the Biden administration chose not to make a Oval Office address at 9 o'clock at night to the American people about the scale of the challenge of the People's Republic of China. Was that on purpose? Does that mean that the Biden team did not regard China as the major threat?
either that they did not regard as the major threat, or they did regard as a major threat, but they had other more important matters to care about and did not want to disturb the American people. Remember, they came into power insisting that that American foreign policy would be all about advancing the interests of the middle class, by which I think they meant the near-term interests of the middle class. But taking the China challenge seriously would mean calling for some sacrifices from the American people. And I believe that the Biden administration did not want to call for sacrifices from the American people, but a president who levels with the American people about the urgency and the magnitude of this challenge will be a president who also helps the American people understand, helps them prepare for the sacrifices we will all have to make.
Peter, because the challenge here is to move things quickly. What is your estimate of when we should expect results, when we need results? I know right away is not fast enough, but to marshal Congress and the executive branch and the investigative bodies and the military in one direction is that's a first term task. Do we have enough time to do this before the midterms, which is the next judgment of how we're doing?
Well, we certainly don't have enough time to begin to successfully execute the lines of effort that are necessary. But what the report supplies is guidance for getting off to a fast start. So appointing a special coordinator to the National Security Council, laying out budgetary priorities, creating a team, an interagency team from State Department, Defense Department, Department of Justice, Commerce, Treasury, all that. This requires time. Reorienting our supply chain, all this takes time. So if the Trump administration is maximally successful, I would say that within maybe a year or 18 months, you can see some of these initiatives up and running. But first, we actually have to fix the bureaucratic structures in place because we don't have bureaucratic structures in place designed for the China challenge.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at his column for Real Clear Politics, recommending the China Economic Strategy Initiative. Now,
you're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.